So the topics we learned about include the question of Bas Hanizainis Minachan, Mais Yedelami. In the case of a daughter, a Yisaima, an orphan who is supported from her father's estate, who is entitled to her wages that she earns after his death? The brothers, the Yarshim of the estate, or she keeps it? The case in which her father is entitled to Ksubas Arusa. The case in which she is entitled to Ksubas Arusa. The Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Chachamim regarding Ksubas Arusa that precedes a Nisuin. The Machlekes of Ksubas Arusa Me'emes Gavya. The point from which she is Toref Melekuches, confiscates properties to collect Ksubas Arusa. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include Ksuba. The initial Ksuba provides a Besula, a virgin, a benefit of 200 zuz, and a Ba'ula, not a virgin, a benefit of 100 zuz. Tanai Ksuba. Additional provisions in the Ksuba which provide several benefits for her and her children. These benefits will be discussed at length in subsequent dafim. Some of these benefits include Mezoinis Almona. When he dies, although his estate is inherited by his Yerushin, the widow is supported from his estate. Mezoinis Habas. When he dies, her daughters are supported from his estate. Ha'av zakai b'schus bita b'zman shi b'shusai. A father is entitled to his daughter's benefits while she is a katana, a minor, or a nara, 12-year-old, but before 6 months elapsed, in which she is under his jurisdiction. However, b'geres moitzi m'shusav. When she becomes a b'geres, 12.5 years old, she is no longer under her father's jurisdiction. Therefore, she is entitled to all the benefits. Erisin eino moitzi m'shusav. When a father accepts kedushin for his daughter, she is still under his jurisdiction. Therefore, he is entitled to all the benefits. However, nisuin moitzi m'shusav. When she gets married, she is no longer under his jurisdiction. Therefore, she is entitled to all the benefits. Misa moitzi m'shusav. When he dies, she is released from his jurisdiction because ein odem meirish eschus bito lebnoi. A father cannot bequeath eschus bito, his privileges to his daughter's benefits, to his son, the Yerush, the inheritor. Therefore, she is entitled to all the benefits.